The Central Reality. Words from Jesus.
A person's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand their own way? Proverbs 20, verse 24. In this scattered, fragmented world, I am the central reality that holds everything together. When you keep your focus on me, your life has meaning and beauty. Without me, the world would be utterly desolate, without meaning or hope. I came into the world to show you the way to the Father, the way to eternal life. However, I am infinitely more than a sign pointing you in the right direction. I myself am the way. Your steps are directed by me, even though your journey often feels haphazard. The path that lies before you now is veiled in uncertainty. You have choices to make, but too little information to see the way you should go. Taking the next step feels risky, like leaping into the unknown. The best thing you can do at such times is cling to me. Though you may not know the way to go, you do know the one who is the way. Stay near me, and you will not go astray. Because I am sovereign over your life, I actually direct your steps and make them sure, even when they feel random to you. Talk with me about your uncertainty, your fear of making wrong choices. Remember that the most important choice you make moment by moment is to stay in communication with me. This is how you cling to my hand. This is how you trust my guiding presence as you go, step by step, along the path you cannot see. Fashioned precisely. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Therefore, do not lose heart, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. I have fashioned you precisely according to my will. Your natural weaknesses in body, mind, or heart can actually be a strength in my sight, for then I am able to live and move and think in you. For when you are weak in your own strength, my strength can be manifested and perfected in you. Fear not. I love you just the way you are. I love you because you are you. I understand the deepest longings of your heart and everything about you. I know the frequency of your every heartbeat, the pressure of the flow of blood, the pulsating tunes of each beat. All is in my caring hands. Don't worry. For just as I have brought you through the deep waters you have faced in life, so I will carry you through every momentary trouble you face, as I lead you up to higher ground. I know, I love, I care, and I will never fail to sustain you. My love for you is from everlasting to everlasting. Living in dependence. The Lord is righteous in everything He does. He is filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on Him, yes, to all who call on Him in truth. Psalm 145, verse 17 and 18. Living in dependence on me is a glorious adventure. Most people scurry around busily, trying to accomplish things through their own strength and ability. Some succeed enormously, others fail miserably. But both groups miss what life is meant to be, living and working in collaboration with me. When you depend on me continually, your whole perspective changes. You see miracles happening all around, while others see only natural occurrences and coincidences. You begin each day with joyful expectation, watching to see what I will do. You accept weakness as a gift from me, knowing that my power plugs in most readily to consecrated weakness. You keep your plans tentative, knowing that my plans are far superior. You consciously live, move, and have your being in me, desiring that I live in you. I in you, and you in me. This is the intimate adventure I offer you. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Before time began, I knew you. For years you swam around in a sea of meaninglessness, searching for love, hoping for love. All that time I was pursuing you, aching to embrace you in my compassionate arms. When the time was right, I revealed myself to you. I lifted you out of that sea of despair and set you down on a firm foundation. Sometimes you felt naked, exposed to the revealing light of my presence. I wrapped my ermine robe around you, my robe of righteousness. I sang you a love song whose beginning and end are veiled in eternity. I infused meaning into your mind and harmony into your heart. Join me in singing my song. Together we will draw others out of darkness into my marvelous light. Your heart, my temple. For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will live in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. No matter where you are, you can make a little temple and enter into it in your heart. In the quiet chambers, as you take your time with me, as you draw away from everything that surrounds you and enter into the temple, I'll whisper to you and speak to you. At first, it may only be a sense of my voice or leading rather than specific words. Maybe I'll just give you the peace that you need. It may just be a small whisper to comfort your heart. As you take this time with me, coming in faith, believing that I'm there, that I enter with you into the secret, quiet chambers of your heart, you will hear me speaking to your heart. Your spiritual ears will become attuned to hearing my voice. It's like a musician learning to tune a guitar. Musicians have to tune in and concentrate to be able to tell which notes are off key, which strings need to be tightened, and which need to be loosened. But after a while, it becomes second nature to them. So it is with learning to listen to me and hear from me. Come regularly. Step into the quiet chambers of your heart and tune in to hear my voice. Just step quietly into the temple, the secret place of your heart that was made for me. Step in quietly and wait there until my peace fills your heart. Wait there until you feel my perfect peace, my comfort, satisfying your longing. Listen to my whispers and receive from me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.